You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
Tamaki Makaurau's council budget is among those impacted by the proposal of a rates cap, considering Tamaki's average 5.8% annual rates increase across the 25-26 financial year. Youth homelessness is a growing concern as discussions continue around move-on orders for those without housing in Auckland CBD, and the Sky City Convention Centre is set to open in 2026 with high hopes for what it may bring for Tamaki Makaurau after its prolonged development. I spoke to Councillor Ferry about these topics. Morena Julie, what are your thoughts on the central government's proposal of a rates cap?
Well, I think it's a really short-sighted idea that doesn't actually understand how local government works, that doesn't acknowledge that local government councils heavily consult on their budgets and on their rates increases before they adopt them, and get a whole bunch of community input before those decisions are made, that unlike central government, which does its budgets without consultation, even with sometimes MPs in the governing party, sometimes it's just cabinet decisions, our budgets and rates increases go through a very long, rigorous process, and there is a constant focus on keeping the rates as low as possible. A rates cap will mean severe underfunding for councils, and we've seen that overseas, as close as Australia, where it has disabled councils from making the investments that they need to in infrastructure. It has meant they can't keep up maintenance and things like that. And yeah, just really short-sighted, and shows a complete lack of understanding or indeed respect for the sector and the fact that communities actually get a say in the rates increases and how they're set. Auckland also has a history of having actually quite low rates increases compared to the rest of the country, and also delivers really good value for those rates. I have friends who live in other parts of the country who are like, wow, you get a lot more for your rates for the same amount that they get in other areas. So even if you could mount an argument about some other parts of the country, and I don't think you can, even if you could, there's certainly a very, very considered approach to rates in Auckland. Nobody really wants to put them up. And so there's always a discussion about how do we keep them as low as possible.
Earlier this week, Manaaki Rangatahi presented to Parliament Ministers about support for youth homelessness. How does Auckland Council address support for those without housing in the Rangatahi demographic specifically, especially amidst the discussions of incoming move-on Aucklanders possible in the CBD?
Yes, so this is something that is going to sit with the committee that I'll be chairing this term around the community committee picks up the issue of homelessness. It used to be dealt with through the regulatory committee and more through a sort of bylaw legalistic sort of framework. And last term, with the agreement of the chair of that committee, Joe Bartley, we shifted it to the community committee so it could be a more compassionate response that acknowledges that this is often about disconnection, isolation, discrimination, and poverty at the end of the day. And also has a link through to our ongoing housing crisis, particularly for those who are who have low incomes or indeed no income, who can't access affordable housing even for rent. So it's a really complex problem, and I think the response of central government to look at move-on orders is, I think I described it to someone as, it's a little bit like Alexander cutting the Gordian knot, for those who remember their classical education. So the idea is that no one can untangle this Gordian knot, it's too hard. And so Alexander the Great just slices through it with his sword and is like, well, that's fixed. And actually, this is something where we actually need to very carefully unpick it, because the move-on orders, the slicing it through, actually doesn't solve the problem. It just moves it, and in many cases it will actually mean that rangatahi in particular are unfairly targeted on the street. Often they are not the perpetrators of antisocial behaviour on the street, they are the victims. And this kind of approach doesn't acknowledge that. So I'm working with our council staff to understand exactly what we do in this space already, that it's been ongoing for some time. We work with a lot of the key agencies like Kickback, who supported the, who produced the report recently, that shows really stark and depressing stats around young people on the street. We work with Kahui Te Kaha, who are one of the main agencies providing wraparound services, and Housing First, which is the way that is the government central government supported scheme actually that works with agencies like the City Mission and LifeWise to get people, not just young people, but anyone who is finds themselves living on the street, into housing, acknowledging that having secure, stable housing that suits their needs is the first step in resolving the often really complex web of need that that person has. They might have issues around mental health or addiction or abuse or, you know, being able to get an income, those kinds of things. So we get them into housing, and then that forms a stable basis from which to address other issues. And what would be amazing would be more government support for that. Because everybody knows, everybody in the sector, overseas, research, everything tells us that those kinds of community-based agency approaches work. Getting police or council officers, which we don't want to have council officers doing the move-on orders, but getting them in there with an authoritarian approach, moving people on, is just going to make things so much worse and make people who are already vulnerable even more at risk.
And the opening of the Sky City Convention Centre is approaching for Tāmaki also. What is the ripple effect that you're expecting for the city?
Well, it's going to be quite interesting because in theory it should mean that we can attract more of these large international conventions that bring a lot of visitors into the city, including many from overseas, and that should have a knock-on effect for retail, for hospitality, for accommodation and all of that kind of stuff, particularly in the city centre, and those will have ripple effects out. So it's really an economic thing. But one thing I wanted to point out about this is that this was all set up before lockdowns, before COVID, and there has been a change in the convention industry about not necessarily travelling as far, doing more things online. So we'll be interested to see how that pans out. The other thing that people have forgotten about the convention centre deal is that that was when that was done, which I think, if I remember correctly, was back in about 2012, central government agreed to give Sky City a whole lot more pokies, so gambling machines, which are the most addictive gambling machines, as a trade-off for them building this convention centre. So they've now had something like 10, 12 years of these pokie machines bringing in additional revenue for them, potentially creating additional harm in terms of addiction, and we still don't have our convention centre. So I just wanted to take the opportunity to raise that because that was something that the community was really concerned about at the time. And that was when the convention centre was going to be open much, much earlier. So they've had the benefit from their point of view of those additional pokies this whole time. The community has had the impact, the negative impact of those pokies for that whole time. And we are finally getting the convention centre that was traded off for them next year. So, yeah, we'll see. I'm really hoping it is good because we've paid a lot for it as a city and in the harm that those pokies have caused. And I think there's a lot of hope around it. So I really hope that that does come to fruition.
That was Councillor Julie Ferry on a nationally standardised rates cap, action on youth homelessness in Auckland, and the impact of the Sky City Convention Centre on Tāmaki Makaurau, which is set to open next year.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.